temple in Manipur, attended by thousands of devotees and guests, there was a terrorist bombing in our temple. And five or six people, I think, were killed, unfortunately. And about 30 people were injured. The one who survived, but is very seriously injured, is a godbrother of mine. His name is Bodhidev. And he was in front of many other devotees, and at the time, he happened to be sitting, and both his hands were over his chest, and he was chanting, and somehow he was able to block the explosion from severely injuring or possibly even killing many others, but he took a heavy brunt of it. And the result is that he's had to undergo several surgeries since then, and the doctors are saying that his recovery is remarkable, but he had to be transported to another hospital in Thailand, and he is there in Bangkok now, and will continue to undergo surgery. He has to have some plates put in his face, he has face reconstruction, and a lot of other things that have to be done. And the devotees are making an appeal, since he does not have medical insurance, that if anybody wishes to give some donation this evening, I will be certain there's already been funds that have been raised and collected here in America, and that they are being transferred over there to Bangkok. And because I've been reading up on it, being very concerned about it, he's been a devotee for 35 years, faithfully serving Srila Prabhupada's movement, and was the unfortunate victim of a terrorist attack. And unfortunately, those who were killed, they've already had various gatherings to commemorate those. One of them happened to be a young 8-year-old girl who happened to be playing Krishna in the Krishna drama. Unfortunately, she did not survive. But this devotee did survive, and he's not asking, but many other devotees on his behalf are asking, and therefore following in their footsteps this evening, I am asking for anybody who would be willing to give a help with some donation. I will personally see that the money is transferred into the fund that goes directly for his ongoing surgeries.